focusing on the journey instead of focusing on the end result is what we should be thinking about. And that is certainly not where I started.
Welcome to the Happy Engineer Podcast, the place where we help engineers to build your career, balance your life, and be happy. My name is Zach White, a former engineer now turned CEO, lifestyle engineering coach, and your host. I believe that success without fulfillment is failure. Join me each week as we bring you an inspiring leader or message to help you enjoy both. Thanks for investing time with me today. Now let's do this. It's bonus episode time. I'm glad you're here for a special part two conversation with chef extraordinaire Charles Webb. Just so you know, going into this one, Chef Charles and I are going to reference the background of our cameras in this on-location bonus. And my audio is a bit muffled because, well, I'm outside at 10,000 feet above sea level using AirPods, and I have a hat on so I don't freeze. Unlike Chef Charles, who I'm pretty sure ends up shirtless at the end of the episode. So if you want the full experience, the full effect of the scenery, feel free to jump on thehappyengineerpodcast.com to watch the video version of the podcast. It's been said over and over that life is about the journey, not the destination. Well, Chef Charles and I agree. And he's gone through 92 jobs and dozens of countries in search of the lifestyle he loves. I think you'll enjoy this freestyle chat with world-renowned hashtag Chef on Tour and Chicago's number one private chef. You'll notice right away, this is not our normal engineering career conversation at the Happy Engineer Podcast, and that's on purpose. It's important that we continuously expand our mindsets and ask new questions. What is truly possible for your lifestyle? What is your biggest, boldest dream? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? So I hope you enjoy and feel challenged in new ways, because food, travel, and leisure are about to open your mind and your mouth to something new. And before we dive in, I have a quick opportunity for you. If you're an engineering leader who's ever looked at someone with a bigger job and a bigger paycheck than yours and thought, seriously? If they can do it, I can do it. Let's not name names, but I get it. That's why we created Career Clarity Calls, for one simple reason. A lot of engineers, probably including you, just want a deeper sense of clarity on the barriers holding you back that you need to overcome in order to accelerate your career and achieve your dreams. These short 15-minute calls give you a chance to work with one of our coaches without any commitment or pressure to get out your credit card. Scheduling is easy. Just go to careerclaritycall.com. And a number of people who do these calls ask if they can continue with a deep dive coaching session, which is usually $500. It's 75 minutes and completely life-changing. So I've decided to carve out a number of these calls for free specifically to help our podcast listeners who know you want to reach the next level. Let's jump on the phone and get you the help and clarity you need. Again, that link is in the show notes, or just memorize it. CareerClarityCall.com. Click the big orange button, select a time, and let's build your career.
Can you believe this? Copper Mountain right there. Oh, but look at you. What beach is that? Oh, sweet. Where are you? You're in Rio, but what beach is that?
I'm in a place called Búzios. So it's cool. A fishing village.
Unreal. Unreal. Well, happy engineers. Welcome back again. This is part two with the amazing chef extraordinaire Charles Webb. I hope that you listened to part one. If not, go back and jam with us in that first conversation where we covered all kinds of topics. But specifically here in part two, we wanted to share our heart and our passion for lifestyle. And for those of you who've been following the Happy Engineer, you know we talk about lifestyle engineering. It can look a million different ways. And it's all about that authentic look for what you're trying to create for a successful and happy life for you. But Chef Charles, so glad you're back. And tell us where you're at and what's going on for you. And for those who are just catching audio, you got to go watch the video version of this too, because holy cow, Chef, welcome back. Talk to us. Where are you, man?
Welcome back is right. I'm probably a little more calm than I was at the airport in Miami. I'm in a place called Búzios, Brazil. Hard as hell to get to and so rewarding. There's not a charter flight that flies you directly here, and you got to jump through some hoops. But this is a former fishing village, kind of got its name by Brigitte Bardot. The owners of Cirque du Soleil had a home here. Rene Lacoste had a home here. Just a lot of really interesting people, but also very quiet. It's not pretentious. And that's what I love about it. It's a great little retreat. And I'm in a place called Posada Abracadabra. Abracadabra. This is their new private dinner table area. Ooh. Maybe one day I'll cook there. Who knows what'll happen? I hate cooking, mixing pleasure. And I know that's not true. I love actually. Pleasure and work is what it's about. Yeah.
Amen. So there you are in an absolutely gorgeous tropical paradise. And I find myself today in Copper Mountain, Colorado. And for those seeing the difference, Chef Charles with the beautiful beaches and sun in the background. And here I am, and it's all whiteout conditions behind me. It actually snowed a couple inches last night. We've got fresh powder on the mountain here in Copper Mountain. And I can't wait to hit the slopes on the snowboard with my wife and friends later today. But Chef, your experience in life, you've traveled all over the world and you found ways to blend your passion and your work, your income, in all sorts of interesting spaces, places, and getting, I'll say, a willingness to be creative with that. So tell us a little bit about that journey for you and blending work and pleasure and your lifestyle.
You know, I think focusing on the journey instead of focusing on the end result is probably what we should be thinking about. And that is certainly not where I started, you know, 92 jobs ago, you know, pre-PE, pre-entrepreneur life as a food and beverage entrepreneur, digital content creator around lifestyle, around food, around travel, and around all of those great things that we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, like, how do you bring it all together? I love watching these guys on YouTube who just pop out of nowhere and they like start telling how like, hey guys, I'm going to show you how to make a lot of money and do this shit. And it's just like, I want to watch those guys all the time and figure out how to make the amount of money that I need to make to do what I need to do. And I just think that, you know, certain people could do that and certain people just can't. I don't know. They make it seem so easy. And I'm going to tell you, as you know, at home, it's not. It's not easy to be on that freshly powdered slopes where it's white out and he's going to probably jump on a snowboard or skis and do his thing. And then obviously, you know, seeing where I'm at behind me. But, you know, I value and I prioritize things a little differently. And I think that that's also what it's about. I've learned along the way to maybe put me in front of everything else, because when I'm good, everything else is good, which means that when I'm taking care of my mind, my body, my soul, my spirituality, when I'm taking care of those things, I'm in a better place, which means that I could be more productive. I'm happier. My energy radiates at a different vibration. Yeah. And it makes people gravitate. And I mean, am I answering the question? I don't know. I just kind of freestyled. I'm going to start beatboxing here.
You know, there. Two things I want to hit because it's really important what you just shared. Number one is the mindset for the engineering leader who may be tuned in and listen to this, wondering, okay, hey, Chef Charles, I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't have this freedom that you have. So I want to talk about that mindset of I can't have what you have. Like, how did we get here? And what's possible for you now? And then the second one is this idea of what does it really take and related to your values and the journey? Because I can tell you, I didn't get to this point quickly. And I dreamed and visioned for this for years and years and years before I got to the point where I could work and build my business at the same time as being able to enjoy travel and lifestyle at the level that I do now. I know the same for you. 92 jobs ago, being where you're at today wasn't even on the radar. Let's hit that first point. Somebody's maybe watched this. Maybe they're tempted to tune out already. Like, this isn't for me. I can't have that because I'm a W-2 9-to-5er. I work for Google. I work for Apple. Like, what would you say to somebody who just is in that, they're stuck in that place of, I can't have that? How do you break out of that mindset?
Well, I think that the first thing is that the industry is changing. The landscape of the world is changing. I think more and more people are understanding that they can be remote. first they didn't want to be remote. And now they're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm remote. Why do I need to be locked in an apartment or condo or whatever your situation is in a place where it's miserable and, you know, might be miserable a few months out of the year, or maybe more, to get, you know, what you want. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people start to become, I don't know what they call them, 1099s, you know, an independent contractor, maybe you're a consultant, maybe you're working remote. You need to start looking at how you can do what you do and find ways to do it where it works for you. And this, maybe this doesn't work for you, right? Maybe that doesn't work for you. Maybe that where Zach's at doesn't work for you. And that's okay. And that's okay if you want to go to the office every day and that's your mission. That's fine. That's great. Or maybe you do that, but you also want to get this as well, right? You want to experience this as well. So I think where it starts is defining where you want to be. And listen, if you define where you want to be today, that doesn't mean that your three-year plan or whatever is not going to change in 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years. You know, kind of like you get in your car metaphorically and people just drive in life. And that's not what you want to do because you'll run out of gas. So what you want to do is you want to say, hey, I'm going to point B and I'm taking expressway A. And you try to get to point B and expressway A is busy and you end up taking some side streets and then you take an expressway B, you get to expressway C and you get to the destination that's a destination A.4, not A1, A2, A3, A4. So, you know, I mean, this is life, man. This is how it is. Like, we want everything to fit in the box, but squares don't fit in the whole circle sometimes and blah, blah, blah.
You know, and I agree with that. So the thing for me, if you're in that place of feeling stuck, hey, I want to experience what Chef Charles is experiencing. I want to do what Zach's doing. The first thing is to get off this idea of the box that you're in being all that is. And I will tell you from experience in my own career at Whirlpool Corporation, but also with the clients I coach now, and Chef Charles, you'll appreciate this. Sometimes we just assume that we're in that box and what's possible for us is a certain level, but we haven't actually even asked. You know, when was the last time you went to your boss and said, hey, you know, for me, something that is really important is to start creating some additional freedom and flexibility for my lifestyle. Would it be possible for me to do fill in the blank, you know, work a 4 day, 10 hour shift instead of what you're doing on a 5 day, 8 hour shift? Would it be possible for me to do what I call day trading? I'd like to hit the slopes on a Wednesday when it's less crowded so I can maybe work on Saturday and be on the slopes on Wednesday, you know, just some day trading, you know, things like this. Get creative, start asking new questions, et cetera. So Chef, you said this journey, not destination mindset. Where did you end up, or maybe I'll say it this way, how did you end up in your journey in that amazing spot in Brazil today? Like, what are you up to? What's next? Just tell us what you're doing, man.
First thing you should know, I've lived here before. That's the first thing you should. I've spent a few years living here. I've lived in 9 countries in the world. I've lived in Rome 2-3 times, south of France, Copenhagen, Monaco, Mexico, Brazil, obviously a place that I definitely put some roots in. Awesome. And what can I say? Why am I here? What's going on? This is Brazil, such a, I don't even know what adjective to use. There's so many. It's just an overwhelming country. There's just so much to see and do and dive into. And sadly, and not sadly, I come back to places like Búzios where they're like me walking back home. I'm back home when I'm here. And that helps me, A, recharge, relax, regenerate that energy. It helps me work in a different capacity. It helps me think out of the box. It helps me get refocused. They say a minute in New York is like 40 seconds. A minute here is like 2 minutes. It's a fishing village, man. So you got to think about it. If I take a 2-week vacation, do I want it to seem like 9 days or do I want it to seem like 28 days?
That's really interesting. This, that experience of time, I just want to sit there for a second because the engineer in me is like, hey, you know, Chef Charles, time is time, right? 1 second is 1 second. The atomic clock says it is. But time is more than some scientific notion of how the world rotates on its axis. You know, this idea of the experience of time. And we've all been there, right? You're in that, on that first date with someone who you're really attracted to, and the time just, it's like, it goes so slow in that key moment. You're just sitting there, eyes locked, loving it. It's like you could be there forever. And then there's other times it's like, totally gone. For you, how do you relate to this idea of just slowing the pace, being present, like letting time stretch and expand? Like, how did you get into that place? How do you live that way?
Well, I mean, it just happens organically. It's something that just, it happens, you know, on its own. But being able to settle into it, think of yourself as a car. You're probably working in fourth or fifth gear. Some of us are working in fifth gear turbo. Some of us are working in fifth gear twin turbo, right?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Like you're totally. The Carrera over there working at twin turbo. So it's about understanding what to do with that time and how to value it. And then also how to look at it from a distance and use it to your advantage.
I like that. Thinking about how to use the time that you have, which I'll tell you, you made the comment earlier about, hey, we just get in the car and drive through our lives. And then one day we run out of gas and we look up. It's like, well, how did I end up here? And where am I? And that whole notion of letting time just fly by. I mean, I used to have days, even weeks or months in my engineering career that would pass by. And then you kind of look up, it's like, what have I done? What am I even doing? Did I get anything productive done in my life today, this week, this month? So what I love about your work, and I want to spend some time really talking about hashtag Chef on Tour and the projects that you're up to, because I believe that engineering leaders have a part of them that's deeply creative, deeply passionate, and wants to get connected to those things, you know, both inside and outside of the office. And so how you bring that to life is amazing. I know we talked a little bit in part one about this, but tell us, you know, how does hashtag Chef on Tour connect with what you're doing there in Brazil? And how do we, if we want to be a part of that journey with you, plug in and see the content and start to experience this in our own life?
The interesting thing is we all either travel vicariously through someone, whether it's an Anthony Bourdain or Rick Steves or your favorite guys, Mark Lean on YouTube. I mean, there's so many great people to watch and see the awesome content that they create. I mean, this is not a competition. This is, hey, let's really understand who's doing what and what we like. And we can watch a lot of different content, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it's not about creating a one-dimensional docuseries. It's about creating content, digital content, that's around things that are real. The storytellers in those cities, so that's not necessarily a travel series, but yet travel is a big driver for it. We're talking about food because obviously I cook and we're creating a really engaging experience with our storytellers and, you know, would you call them influencers and experts and activists, et cetera, from that city. And that's going to be a lot of fun and like an UNESCO World Heritage Site. Very, you know, off the beaten track, of course, jaunting through the markets and all of that. But realistically, you at home as a traveler or wanting to aspire to travel more, one of the things that we want to do is that we want to connect more with where we're at. This is extremely important. We call it cultural immersion experiences.
Yeah,
how do you take that and how do you just elevate that? Whether you can come today to Búzios, or you come in a month, or you come in a year, or maybe you come in 3 years, whatever. But you got to aspire. We all aspire. And around the content that we create, we find people that are very engaging, whether they're gamers or street artists or LGBTQ activists or tech entrepreneurs or fashion or mommy bloggers, wellness and fitness. Music, of course, drives a lot of lifestyle. Digital nomadic lifestyle. Understanding what places like this offer.
Mm.
What do they offer you as a not just traveler, but now a person who's has the range to go and jaunt around the world and work from your laptop as long as there's really good internet. So, you know, really kind of dial in and dialing into that. Our next stops, Cartagena, Colombia, which I love. Bogota, fantastic dynamic city, very vibrant with the arts. Mexico City, Oaxaca, we're looking at Colombo, Sri Lanka. Bangkok, and that's just hopefully that'll take us into June. So, you know, we want you to be dialed into places. Lisbon, Portugal, doing fantastic things with the digital nomad community. Yes. Israel's doing great things. We're loving what we're seeing out of Tel Aviv. Istanbul, Turkey, trying to reinvent themselves. So it's just, you know, how do we help our friends out there as well?
I think there's two or three points I want to just put pins in that are so important. Number one is this idea of getting deeply connected to the places and the people and the culture, which at least in my life, Chef Charles, I've always been more of a tourist than a traveler, you know, someone who really digs in and gets to know places. And what you're talking about, so point two, this digital nomad lifestyle. Not everyone listening to this is interested in that, but I know that a lot of engineering leaders are. Whether you have a family and roots down in a city today or not, the world is becoming a smaller and smaller place in regards to how you can curate that lifestyle. What Chef Charles is doing here with hashtag Chef on Tour, the reason I would encourage everybody to plug in and watch the content and get into this with him and with his team and with all these amazing people that he mentioned and all these amazing places is to widen the aperture of that aspiration. Get your mind open and engaged with what all is out there in the world and the places and spaces you could potentially take your life, whether it's for a week or for a year or for the rest of your life. There's so much available. And for me, this is one of those channels where you can see so much in such a rich, authentic way. And so, Chef, I love the work you're doing. I can't, you know, plug it heavily enough that people should plug in and check this out. It's not going to scratch that technical engineering itch inside of us, but we got plenty of that. This is a way to really expand and tap into those other passions, those other parts of your whole being, which, as you know, at Oasis of Courage is something I believe in so much. We are a whole person.
Yeah, you said something there that I want to pin down. Understanding how to rejuvenate that. If you're going to Sri Lanka, it's an Ayurvedic resort, or you're going down into Patagonia because you need to trek through, do some trekking. That's all there, but you want to get a different, you want to get a different flavor going. Again, look at this place behind me. If you want sun, if you want subtropical environment, if you want all of those things that get me excited, you know, I'm going to go hang out with the fishermen on Friday and we're going to be on the fisherman's boat. We're going to go get some fish. And I'm a pretty simple guy. You know, I don't need all that jazz, but that's enough to like really get me excited. And I hate to say this, but sometimes like I can tell like my clients and my friends that people are upset with me because they haven't figured out that piece, or they don't allow themselves to get there. Allow yourself to get there. We're going to go back to conversation one when I was in the Miami airport. Build that chalkboard wall.
Yes.
Find out, create that, call it a vision board, call it what you want, but build it out. No holds barred. We're all visiting this planet. Figure out what it is that like jazzes you up. It can't just always be work, or maybe it is. I don't know.
Let's just say this. There's no judgment on the decision that you make, but I want to challenge everyone, myself, Chef, for you every day. I know you're living this, but for everybody listening too, don't just take the default option. Let's get serious about deciding what do you value. If it's work every day in the same place that you're at, awesome. There's no judgment for that. But if you have that craving to experience more, to really expand in your life, I hope this conversation and these spaces and places are giving you that spark to want to go after it. So hashtag Chef on Tour. We're going to put all the links in all the show notes again. So please take a look, engage with the Chef Extraordinaire, Charles Webb, and everything that they're doing. And just check out the YouTube video of this as well. Chef's like showing off this incredible place. Man, I wish we had all day to just hang. But of course, here I am on the opposite side of the world's culture. It's freezing here. My hands are getting a little icy, Chef. So, oh man, he's going to finish with the dunk. You going?
I know. You know, you guys, I just broke my necklace. I'm going to have to go back to my... But let's take a look at the place. And here I go. And I think I'm going to go for the dunk, but I don't have anybody to. I don't have anybody to hold it.
That's right, Chef. We'll be there in spirit. Oh, he's going to work it out for us. Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Get inspired. Get motivated. We're going to watch Chef Charles take a dip, and we're going to call it a day here with the Happy Engineer Podcast.
I swear, I'm trying. Hang on. You know what? I'm gonna go old school style. They say these phones are waterproof, right?
All right, guys. Talk to our engineers at Apple.
Hashtag Chef on Tour. Chef Charles Webb on Instagram. We'll see you later.
Cheers.
This episode has been brought to you by Massive Action and Decisive Leadership. Okay. No, those are not companies you can just buy success from. But they are qualities you must master if you want to build your career and balance your life. So to help you out, I'm offering my most popular ebook, 49 Things You Must Do to Accelerate Your Engineering Career, for free on our homepage at oasisofcourage.com. If you will take action on just one of these simple tips each week, I promise you will experience a whole new level of results in the coming year. The problem is that we make everything too complex. Success at work is not rocket science. I mean, you might actually be a rocket scientist, and yet you're not getting the success you desire. One engineering senior manager told me that taking action on tip 34 by itself helped him feel happier at work and allowed him to start spending more quality time with his kids. To get your free copy of the ebook, just visit oasisofcourage.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and click download now. All right. So I didn't do a debrief with an action plan after part one with Chef Charles Webb. Now it's time for us to turn what may feel like some really random lifestyle conversations around the world of food and beverage and the life of chef extraordinaire, hashtag chef on tour, Charles Webb, and turn it into real actions for us in your career, building your career and life as an engineering leader. I want to give you three actions, three tips around how you can begin to take the concept and the idea and the dream of building the lifestyle that you want for yourself and your family, the things that you dream about for your future, and ways to take action in opening up a broader set of possibilities for what that can look like in your life, regardless of whether you're a 9-to-5 W-2 employee in the Fortune 500, or you're a brand new entrepreneur or successful business owner continuing to find ways to create that freedom from the burden of running all these aspects of your business. It doesn't matter where you're at on that journey. These three tips are really important ways for you to get started in a path of creating a lifestyle you love. Number one, be a responsible steward of what you have. Be responsible for the things that you've already got. All the time, I see goals and visions created by the engineering leaders who I talk to where they want a whole new level of stuff in their life. The bigger house, the beachfront property, the killer car, that sports car, that toy car that you've always dreamed about. You know, for me, this is horses and motorcycles and all the things that I love with my spouse to enjoy. We all have a version of our lifestyle that looks a certain way and includes certain things. Well, the first step I want to challenge you on is to be a responsible steward of what you have. If you're not taking care of what's already in your life right now, then why would anybody give you more? Do some deep spring cleaning. Get rid of everything that you don't use. Get rid of everything that you don't need. Either fix what's broken or get it out of your house. Here's the kicker. That idea of why would someone, you know, give you more if you're not even taking care of what you have? Well, the most important someone on that list is yourself. This isn't just about other people. It's about you. It's about your self-esteem, your own self-image, your own self-worth. And the reality behind the scenes is that if you're not the kind of person who's actually taking care of the things that you have, then subconsciously you're going to sabotage doing the things that it takes to go have more. Or when you get it, it's going to come with more problems. It's going to come with more drain on your energy. It's going to come as a burden instead of a joy. It's extremely important if you want to level up your lifestyle when it comes to elements of things and stuff and the experiences related to your home and your cars and all these luxuries of life. I think those things are great. By all means, go for it. Go for the big goal. But be a responsible steward of what you have first. Number two, another key lifestyle element for all of us is freedom. freedom in our time and location. And I want you to begin, number two, by taking all of your vacation. Take all your vacation. This might be one of my biggest pet peeves about engineering leaders. I cannot tell you how many of you are getting to the end of the year and you haven't taken your vacation. And then you're finishing the year on December 10th or December 12th, and you don't have any more days that you're going into the office for the rest of the year. And guess what? That never actually works. You get called, you get emailed with those emergency things that you have to plug in and, you know, sign on to calls anyway. And you don't actually have any good plans for what you're going to do with that time. And you end up just staying at home and you're not maximizing any exploration or experience around your lifestyle. You're just sitting at home for an extra week around the holidays. And I love being at home at the holidays, don't get me wrong. And if that's something that's intentional and something that you truly love and you truly want that extra time, then by all means do it. But I would highly encourage you to sit down with the people you love and plan your vacations. Take every single day. Get aligned with your leader at work on what exactly that schedule looks like, and find a balance of spending and saving. Lots of engineering leaders are very conservative around money and you love to save. And I think that's tremendous. But spend a little. Go on a vacation. Explore and experiment with lifestyle choices that you may want later. If you think you may want to move to a warmer climate, go on a vacation there. Get in an Airbnb. Drive around. Experience it. See if it's a place you might want to live. If you dream about globetrotting and doing work from other parts of the world, then go on a vacation and log in for a couple days. Gasp. Yeah, I said it. Do some work on vacation. If you want to be able to work from a remote, exotic, tropical location one day, then go test it out. Go try it out. Take all your vacation, plan it in advance, and don't just let the end of the year roll around without having a good strategy to maximize that. Number three, simple action to get started in lifestyle is to go and ask for one unique area of lifestyle flexibility at work. Go ask for one unique thing. We don't have because we don't ask. Way too often, we get an automatic no because we don't have the courage to ask the question. So let me give you a few examples. In this conversation with Chef Charles, I mentioned day trading. This is a tactic that I talk about with my clients to say, look, you know, you want to go skiing on a day that has less traffic than Saturday, especially where I live here in Michigan. Saturdays are bogus, and you have to wait in line 80% of the time, you know, strapping your snowboard 10% of the time, and you're on the slopes 10% if you're lucky. You know, at least in this video, I was in Colorado, had some more downhill time. But the point being, what if you asked your boss, can I take Wednesday and I'm going to work on Saturday? Ask the question. What if you took just 1 week, not as a request for a permanent change, but just 1 week and requested a 9-4-4 or a 4x10 schedule? You know, 9 hours, 4 days a week and a half day Friday, or working 4 10s and taking Friday off. Do it as a one-time thing. You know, hey boss, can I do that this coming, you know, this next month, just one of the weeks? Ask for some flexibility. Start experimenting with what's possible. There's a couple of reasons for this. One is for you to learn and discover what may help you be able to have the lifestyle of your dreams. But also, we want to start asking for the small things and proving to our leaders that we deliver just as powerful and effective of results when we take on some of these more unique lifestyle choices. You know, if you're going to work from the tropics, talk to your leader about doing that 1 week and demonstrate that this is something that you're able to do and still perform at a high level. Now you've built the trust and that foundation that's going to open the door to more possibilities for lifestyle choices down the road. Again, engineering leaders, you got to ask these questions. So step out of your comfort zone, pick one area of lifestyle flexibility that you would love to experiment with and go ask for it. What's the worst that can happen? You get told no. Fine. You already had no before you began. At least you gave yourself a chance for a yes. So take action on these three things. Be a responsible steward of what you have. Take all your vacation, plan a trip, spend some money, enjoy it. And then ask for one unique area of lifestyle flexibility at work. Quick sidebar, if you are an entrepreneur, you don't have a boss if you're the CEO and you run your own business. You are the CEO. You are your own boss. And you are the only one getting in the way of you taking a new action, setting a new boundary, and doing the exact same thing. So if you're an entrepreneur, give yourself set vacation and take it. And challenge yourself to set new boundaries around your work hours, even if it's only for 1 week. You are not exempt from these two actions just because you're an entrepreneur. So I want to put that out there. And for all of you who are currently employees, but you dream about one day starting your own business, I just want you to know these same rules apply. Awesome. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Chef Charles. I know it was a winding road and it was off the beaten path and just kind of all over the place and two buddies catching up, but he has such a contagious vision, such a contagious energy, and he's gone through a lot to get to the point of success and love and passion and joy that he's at now. And we're all on our own journey. It's not about comparing where you're at to where Chef Charles is at. It's not about comparing your lifestyle to my lifestyle. It's about comparing where you're at today to the vision of where you want to be tomorrow. And what actions can we take to get there? Last thing, a quick reminder. If you haven't been catching the recent episodes, I've been sharing with you how excited I am that we're going to introduce some new opportunities for you to become an active participant in shaping the content of the Happy Engineer podcast, getting your questions answered, getting the topics that you want addressed, discussed. So stay tuned because we're just a couple episodes away from unveiling how that's going to look and how you can get plugged in and involved with that. I'm so excited. I really, really enjoyed how Guillaume shared in episode 40, if you missed it, Storytelling is Dead, Build Your Strategic Narrative with Guillaume Biatra. Take a look at that. But challenging us to get away from the idea of being an audience to really allowing you to participate. And I can't wait to meet you, to let you be a part of this, and to shape this content in a way that's going to serve you at the highest possible level. So until then, keep crushing comfort, create courage, and let's do this. My friend, that's all we've got for this episode of the Happy Engineer Podcast. Thank you again for investing your time with me today. If you're like me, then maybe you'll take some notes and share this episode with your fellow engineers. Why? Because it will help you learn deeper, remember these insights, and take action. So share this episode with two or three friends just like you who are committed to building their career. Lastly, make sure to link up with us at oasisofcourage.com. Grab our free tools for career growth there in the Resource Hub, and schedule a free call with our coaching team today. Please just share this podcast with anyone who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember to crush comfort, create courage, and let's do this.